Wake Up with Brian and the Morning Grind.
I know it's cold, and I know that money is tight right now, but one thing you don't want to do is shoplift. One, because if you get caught, then you'll get detained, and then you'll have to stand outside in the cold until the police come, or they'll put you in the back of the car where it's nice and warm. So actually, maybe you're onto something. But typically, you don't want to shoplift, right? I did it once, and it was to impress a girl, and I think I was 17. But I told this story before on the air. I didn't really do it. I went in because she wanted a Snickers bar. This is so stupid. She wanted a Snickers bar. So I'm like, okay. And she specifically said, go in and steal me a Snickers bar. And then what happened was I went on in and I went to the Snicker bar section. I purposely walked suspicious. And then I grabbed the Snickers bar. And then as I walked past the counter, let's say the Snickers bar was, whatever, $1.50. I just threw $2 down on the counter, and I say, keep the change. Hoping that he wouldn't be, or whoever was behind the counter, hopefully they wouldn't be like, well, sir, we need to scan that price code. And in fact, as my luck would have it, they did not ask for the price code. So I went out and I looked like a hero because I stole a Snickers bar. That was my only, what could have been a path to a terrible life, a life of thievery. And luckily for me, here we are. I've never done it since. I went to intervention. And I bring that up because this guy, what happened was he stole something. We got the audio, right? And this is the sheriff explaining the whole situation. And he was trying his, do I want to say it yet? Well, maybe I should let the police explain. There was a shotgun shell involved. We'll leave it at that, right? That's called a teaser. I like that right there. All right. We'll come back. We're going to roll that audio. Things you don't want to do in addition to you shouldn't shoplift. And get that next. The last time I saw a shoplifter was at the Walgreens over by Northwoods Mall. And he's just walking out with a bag full of stuff. And I remember I saw it happen. And there he's got not a Walgreens bag full of stuff. He had brought his own bags in. He was fully prepared to steal. And he smiled at me and nodded as I entered into the Walgreens. So I nodded back because that's what I do. I'm a fairly friendly person. My girl's always like, stop being so friendly all the time. I've been trying to work on that and be less friendly. So I have my days still where I'm pretty friendly most days. And then as I'm walking in, that guy's walking out with all of the stuff. And I thought to myself, he didn't pay for that. And then the person at the counter at Walgreens is like, sir, you didn't pay for that. But then he just kept walking. So then I chased him down. Should I keep going with the story? It's almost done. So I chased the guy down, not on foot, in my vehicle. And I'm like, hey, man, you didn't pay for that. And then he said something that did not sound like thank you at all. The word you was in there, but then instead of thank, there was a word that started with an F. But he definitely did not say thank you. Anyway, and then he ran, and the police came, and I gave a description. And then who cares, because it's Illinois, and you can do whatever you want, and never really go to jail. So, here is this guy. He was trying to steal something, and then he bit down on a shotgun slug at the Panera, and he was trying to ignite a shotgun shell. This is the sheriff explaining. This is one of the things you don't want to do, in addition to not, you shouldn't shoplift also.
They had no idea what they were dealing with until our suspect was in custody. He was aggressive towards them, meaning that he was confrontational. He didn't fight with them, but he was confrontational. He was swearing. They realized that what the suspect was actually doing was trying to set off a 12-gauge shotgun slug. It rarely happens, but bullets actually can fire if they're exposed enough heat and fire. We see that in car fires with rounds going off. This could have ended catastrophically. A shotgun round, a slug round could penetrate the suspect, could penetrate our deputies.
Woo! Can you imagine that? If he would have bit down on that? Man, somehow still safer than chewing tobacco. So, Still a lose-lose, but...